Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, it's been a busy week on the ESG front for SA Inc. We had yesterday Standard Bank explicitly confirming to EE publishers in writing that, to quote here, as things stand presently, Standard Bank is not involved in the financing of either the Thabametsi or the Khanyisa new coal IPP projects. And that followed a media release on Monday clarifying the bank's position on financing coal-fired power stations in Africa and globally. I don't know whether it provided clarity or some might say did obfuscate a little bit. Well, anyway, on Monday, we also had a letter to pension funds on their fiduciary duty to consider climate risk in their investment decisions by Just Share and Client Earth. And it's a great pleasure to welcome back Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Just Share. Evening, Tracy.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me again.
Now, yesterday, Standard Bank also tabled the first ever South African shareholder resolution on climate risk. What does this entail?
Yes, they did. So what this means is that a resolution which was proposed by two minority shareholders, the Race Foundation, which is a philanthropic foundation, and Theo Boerter, who is a well-known shareholder activist, has actually been approved by the Standard Bank board for taping at their AGM. And that means that every single shareholder in Standard Bank will have to vote on the resolution, which requires the bank to provide a lot more detailed information on the risks that it faces from climate change.
So if this is passed then with more than 50% of the voting rights exercised on the resolution, what exactly would Standard Bank be required to do?
So they would be required to prepare a report to shareholders which assesses the greenhouse gas emissions that result from the bank's financing and lending portfolios. So if you look at the annual reports of any banks at the moment, what they tell you is that they have certain carbon emissions and they give a lot of information about that carbon, those carbon emissions, but they don't tell you, those carbon emissions are just the direct carbon emissions from the bank's own footprint. So its buildings, the flights of its directors, et cetera, et cetera. They don't give you any information on the emissions of the companies and projects that that bank is lending money to. And for banks like Standard Bank, which have very large lending portfolios in fossil fuels, in coal, oil, and gas, that is crucial information for shareholders because as is becoming increasingly around the world, and as the governor of the Bank of England said very clearly the other day, the global financial system faces an existential threat from climate change and has to take urgent steps and to reform in order to manage this risk. And so what the resolution will do would require the bank to give shareholders a very comprehensive overview of the greenhouse gas emissions that result from its lending portfolio and what that means for the future sustainability and risk to the bank's operations.
There does seem to be a sea shift happening globally, Tracy, certainly when it comes to putting pressure on the stewards of global capital. And you referenced it. We had more than 35 central banks and financial regulators around the world issuing a loud wake-up call for the global economy to act on climate change. Just today, we had news of Singapore's OCBC Bank. It's the first banking giant in Southeast Asia that's ruling out financing new coal-fired power plants. So certainly we're seeing the pressure being ratcheted up here. But, and I'm afraid to say it's a pretty big but, Tracy, the Standard Bank Board has recommended that shareholders vote against both parts of the resolution.
They have, indeed, which is disappointing, but not particularly surprising. You see around the world when minority shareholders and civil society propose resolutions related to climate risk, it's kind of standard practice for the boards of those companies to recommend that shareholders vote against them. But it is disappointing in this instance because on the one hand, this is such a groundbreaking step by Standard Bank and really does bring South Africa finally into the global realm of you know, acknowledging that climate change is a problem for financial institutions. But it's also a very mild ask. The resolution really just asks for better disclosure. It's not asking the bank to reduce its climate emission, its carbon emissions, to make any strategic or structural changes. It's simply asking to give shareholders a lot more information. And this is something that banks around the world are doing, and that the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures which is a global task force of very clever people, has created a whole framework to help banks and other, well, to help all organizations, but including financial institutions, report on precisely these issues. And the resolution is framed in such a way that if Standard Bank follows the recommendations of the TCFD, it will be doing what the resolution asks. So it's strange and silly, in my opinion, that they've voted, that they've recommended that shareholders vote against it.
Well, we need more transparency. I mean, we really need to call this out here. We had a discussion about increasing transparency in the retirement fund space with the CISA early on in the show. It is about time that consumers, users of products, join the likes of the Theo Boertes of this world, who seem to be lone rangers, obviously out there with Wraith and yourselves doing a very good job, but still seemingly in the minority here. How do you think the issue is going to be resolved from this point, where you do make a point that both Wraith and Boertes had agreed to an extension of the date by which the report would have to be provided, and so showing some good faith there, but seemingly not seeing that good faith back from the bank?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't have access to their internal deliberations. Your point about increasing transparency is the most important one, and is the one that the bank should really be embracing, all our financial institutions should be embracing, if they are serious in all their claims in their financial reports and everything else that they say in public about caring about society and taking climate change seriously. In the great thing about a solution like this, Michael, is that it will force all of the asset managers and institutional investors who to some extent hide behind claims of responsible investment in ESG integration without actually having to prove what they do.
Yeah.
It will really force them to now come out and show whether their commitment is real or not, because they're all going to have to vote on this resolution. And so what we really hope at Just Share and at the Red Foundation is that this will be a sea change, because we're hoping that this forcing people to commit to show whether or not
they're committing. Tracy, sorry, the line just fading away there. That was Tracy Davies, Executive Director of Just Share, on what could have been a groundbreaking resolution if only it was done 100%.